Fear is an incredible thing. For some, it helps us to make decisions and it pushes us forward. For some of us, it's crippling and it can drive you insane. When you ask most people what they fear, they will tell you heights, snakes, and failure. But I was different. I was never afraid of any of those things. I feared something a lot more abstract. I feared uncertainty, so I would always ask questions. Nurse, how long will the doctor be? I want to get this over and done with.
He should be here any minute now. I think he's on his way.
I hope so. I just want to get out of here.
I know you're afraid. Most women are. But it'll be over before you know it. Does he know?
What?
Ubaba Wengan, does he know you're here?
I thought you guys weren't allowed to ask personal questions. No. The other way I dealt with fear was by not thinking about the big picture, but focusing on the details. As I lay on the bed, knees up and my legs open, I started taking in all the details of the room. The cold light, the blue walls, the machines that beeped every half second. I figured if I focused on that, I would blink and it would all be over. This baby would be out of me and I could go back to my life. At least what I had left of it.
All right, Zinzi. Are you feeling comfortable? Let's get started. You'll feel a slight discomfort, but that's normal. Just try to relax.
Wait, no. Stop, I can't do this.
It's perfectly normal to be scared.
No, I can't do this. I want to go. I'm keeping it.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Now get me my clothes, please. I want to go.
Okay, Zinzi, it's okay.
Where have you been? I've been trying to get a hold of you. Are you okay? Did you...
No, Ma. I couldn't go through with it.
I was worried you'd do something stupid.
And risk embarrassing you and bringing you more shame.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Don't act like you care about me, Ma. You only care about your reputation and what the family will think. Oh, look at her daughter. Her daughter had an abortion after she got pregnant by a married man.
Excuse me? Uqathukhuluma nobani? Angiyena umngani wakho mina.
It's true, Ma. You, Victor, Norma, all of you only care about yourselves. You are nothing but a bunch of vouchers, nje.
Zinzile, ngathi usukhohlwa indawo yakho. Ngiwunyoko ngiyakuzala. You might be a grown woman, but if it wasn't for you carrying my grandchild, I would beat you until you remember who you are. You've lost your manners, wena man, sis.
Look, Ma, I'm done. I'm not marrying Victor.
You will marry Victor, uyangizwa ukuthi ngithini. And plus, you are pregnant and he wants a baby. Don't you see? This is an opportunity. You can ask for anything you want and he won't say no.
Ma, you really are a piece of work. Look, I don't want to fight with you. I've already done enough fighting for one day, okay?
Fighting? What do you mean? Ubulwa nobani manje?
Nothing.
Zinzi, why do you have bruises around your neck? Did Victor hurt you?
No, it was his crazy first wife. It's a long story, Ma.
You see why I said you must fight for your man. Buganj, you are getting beaten up by some old woman. I didn't raise a weakling.
Unbelievable.
I hope you are rushing to the gym. How? Singadlali zalukwaziphela.
So, Norma told me about your meeting.
Meeting? You mean when she tried to kill me? She's lucky I didn't press charges.
Look, I'm sorry. This whole thing is just a mess. You guys weren't supposed to meet like this.
You know what? Save it. Angikubizelanga lalokho. I have some news to tell you.
Before you go, can I go first?
Victor, I'd rather just get it over and done with.
I know, but I have someone I'd like to introduce you to.
Who's this now?
This is my son, Mandla. Mandla, this is Zinzi, my beautiful wife, to be, hopefully.
So you're the woman who cooked this old man's wandering eye?
Something like that. I thought you were in Japan. What are you doing here?
Well, you two had never met. I convinced him to come down here for a few weeks, at least until the wedding is done. So sit down, I'll go get some drinks for us.
From that first day I met Mandla, I knew I was afraid of what I felt when I looked into his eyes. So I looked like I do when I'm afraid. I focused on the details. His hands, his chiseled jaw. He wasn't just handsome. He was beautiful.
So Zinzi, tell me, what gives a beautiful woman such as yourself pleasure?
Wouldn't you like to know?